The Adam Giordano Show, very, very heavy today. We're going to get to some heavy topics later, including the king, Donald Trump. That's what he wants to be. Wants to be the king. Wants to be the king, the czar, the dictator, whatever. We'll get to that at 105. We're going to get to, I don't want to say the first one is a lighter one, but it's a relationship one. Let's also add here at 1208, my name's Chad Hartman. You are Dave Harrigan. You just heard Susie Jones with the news. Before today, Dave Harrigan, folks are going to have a chance to make me laugh.
Get those jokes ready.
They're gonna have a minute, and I'm going to approach this like I'm Bud Grant.
Oh.
I am going to start stone-faced.
Yes. No nonsense.
I'm not going to approach it like Bud did when he walked out to then TCF Bank Stadium when it was 5,000 below zero.
Oh, you could do that, too.
And wore short sleeves. He's just a lot. Hold on. Lot tougher than me.
Keep going.
A lot. Yeah. Even now, Bud's tougher than me. If you make me laugh, Dave Harrigan, Adam Sandler tickets. You want to give more details?
If I make you laugh?
Well, sure. You haven't made me laugh yet, so.
Please. You know. Every day, you just thinking of the work I do makes you laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. I look at your work and I laugh.
We'll tell the folks when to call in.
Not now.
We'll give them a little, a couple minutes in advance. But right now, start your research. Start thinking if you need to write a joke, if you need to think about a joke, story. Let's be honest, the stories.
It's got to go fast.
Yeah, got to go fast. And they're usually better if you are there and if you know the people. We don't have good luck with stories. Anyway.
I mean, it sounds like you're telling people don't tell a story at all.
I'm giving them
I'm giving more creative license. I didn't realize you were the editor of people's attempt at humor.
Giving him advice. I think every time we've heard a story playing Make Chad Laugh, we've followed it with crickets. Anyway, we'll ask for five people to get on the line. We only get five. Five people get the chance. We go through one through five in the order in which they called. First person to make you, Chad Hartman, chuckle,
sometimes
snicker.
Sometimes it's the first one.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes it can happen, boom, right
sometimes
out of the chute.
Sometimes it's no one.
That's happened.
And they roll over.
It's actually, after that, we're done.
Yeah.
Those tickets are gone forever.
Yeah.
I don't know where they go.
This is Adam Sandler, big venue, too.
Yes. That would be the XL Energy Center, soon to be the Grand Casino Arena, October 22nd, 2025. Anyway, one of those five people. We'll have a chance to win that free pair of tickets. We'll do it today. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it the entire
every day this week. Every day this week. We're going to move overrated to 135. We'll have Chip Scoggins 205, and I appreciate you listening. So let's start with this one with Christy Brinkley. Now, the cheap shot's going to be she's been married four times. Who is she to say? Who is she to say? But we both saw this in a recent interview. She's hawking her book. She should suggest this. You could get married and be like, we'll see if we want to renew it in 5 years. You know, every 5 years you go, do you want to renew? That way, if you're getting bored or whatever, you can get out of it without all the lawyers and all the stuff. Utterly ridiculous or insightful? What are your thoughts? Text or call? 651-461-9226, Harrigan Hotline. Christy Brinkley, yes, not married once, not married twice, not married three times, married four times, and now single.
She's got experience. She knows what she's talking about.
Yes. Some would say that's savvy. Right? I don't know the relationship with all of her exes. There are people who've been married, 972 times, and they have a good relationship with all 972. And the others have been married once, and if their ex could run them over with a car, they would do it. This is talking not just relationship, because I guess if you're not married, you could make the argument, you're kind of evaluating every day. right?
You're a day-to-day contract.
I mean, I hope it's not. Literally, you got the checklist out and going, okay, it's 11:15, it's nighttime. Did Dave do enough for one more day?
I always do enough.
Okay, of course you
just enough.
Of course. So, you know, in theory, over big issues of this, she's saying for the marriage purposes, and I guess to try to make it as clean and easy as possible, where no divorces. Now, what do you do with kids? Gets a little more complicated. I don't think you can say, hey, it turned out, Billy, mom and dad don't love each other anymore. We're on our own. Guess what? You're on your own, too.
Good luck to you.
Good luck. I mean, you're cute. Well, we potty trained you.
Yeah, here's a sandwich. Go get him.
Yeah, go get him. You graduated from pre-K.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's time for K, and we'll give you some clothes. There's the suitcase. Don't let the door hitch in the backside. So it gets a little complicated there. You could say finances on alimony or whatever it might be. 5 years for a marriage, and according to the courts, if Christie Brinkley becomes the czar of marriages, after five, I guess it would be on the fifth anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Be a big day. Be a really big day. You walk in. You and Lindsay are staring at each other. I don't know. Do you flip a coin? Is this like a football game? Call it, Lindsay. Heads or tails? I mean, do we have a national anthem?
I think you could play the anthem.
Probably.
Sure, why not?
You better not have a male cheerleader. Some people are going to be very, very upset. We'll see if we get to that one today. But some people are very upset that the Vikings, oh no, might have a male cheerleader or two.
Have they heard about the Gophers yet?
I mean, have they heard about the last 40, 50, 60 years? Oh my God, that's the ruination of society. There's a guy cheerleader. I hate to tell you, that's that started with Abe Lincoln. I mean, how long has that been going on?
Abe was really good.
He was
with
very
the cheer squad.
Good, very good. Well, he could lift people high.
Yeah.
You know, then he probably used the hat.
Do the back handspring.
Yeah.
Thing. He could keep the hat on doing the handspring. I don't know how he did it.
Maybe the gals went on top of the hat. You know, I don't know. So then all of a sudden you're in the room with Lindsay, and Lindsay goes, I mean, you probably need a game show host.
DeRussia?
Could be.
He could make that his new
bit. I mean, we desperately want a game show. I do. I really want us to have a game show on this show. And desperately is a bit of hyperbole.
A little strong.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Maybe that's it, where we have people call in when they've been in a relationship for 4, 5, 6 years. We can't be as precise as five. And we get them both on the line, and then 1, 2, 3, out, in.
Tough break.
Tough break. Is this utter insanity or is it insightful that 5 years after you're married, if you want to get out separate from the kids, you're free and clear? Dave Harrigan, your early thoughts before we pause. I'd love to hear people call in. I'd love to hear you chime in with a text. Again, 651-461-9226. This is insane or this is insightful. Dave Harrigan, your early thought is?
Utterly insane.
You just believe in lasting love and nothing ever changes.
I believe that marriage takes a little work. And if you get to year 4, 4.5, and things start to go a little sideways, I only got to hang in here another 6 months and I'm free and clear, so I guess we'll just ride this out, huh?
Okay, so if it's not working, according to Dave Harrigan, how long do you grind her out?
Well, that certainly all depends on what's not working.
Yeah.
But I think every marriage, anybody who's been married knows that it's not always smooth.
No.
It's not always easy,
mm-mm, mm-mm.
But part of what makes a long marriage work and makes it so beautiful is that two people are willing to stick it out for each other and for their relationship because they know it's worth it.
Yeah, I don't think our courts need to regulate this. So I guess of my two options I've given myself, insane or insightful, I have to go insane.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
You know,
You don't like the five-year contract with a five-year player option at the end?
No. I mean, if you – I would feel like if you decide – there are scenarios where you could sit there and say, the first week, my God. I'm not going to say who, but I'll just say there is someone of some prominence.
Oh, say who. Come on.
I'm not. Who once told a mutual friend of ours – and they invited my mutual friend and his wife on their honeymoon together. On the second night of the honeymoon, came down to breakfast early and told both my friend and his wife, I made an enormous mistake.
Wow.
That's early.
It's a quick trigger.
Like under Christie Brinkley's policy, this is torture for this guy.
It's a tough one.
You know? Yeah, some awful things can happen early. I hope you try it years, but I mean, you can create situations. I mean, just viciousness, mean, lying about something, cheating. Maybe it's once, maybe it's habitual.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think we have to cleave out something in marital law where this is your get out of jail card.
Yeah, it's not like this situation, if it's 5 years, we can just end the marriage. Oh, well, everything's free and clear. There's still a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of possessions. There's a lot of money in bank accounts. There's possibly a home and vehicles.
Right.
It's still very sticky.
It is. I mean, it sounds, I mean, Christie sounds good. Yeah, I'll just leave. Again, you got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
You got a house. You got shared incomes. You got investments. You got one person who maybe quit a job because of this relationship or adjusted a job or moved. Now, I think we are better at looking at people who do walk away from relationships. Let's get to that part, too, when we come back. But Christie Brinkley saying 5 years, you're married, the court should say, free and clear. There's no reason to even go to the courts. You can just fill something out, and boom, it's a longer play annulment. Insane or insightful? 651-461-9226. You're reminding me of one of the five greatest concerts I ever witnessed. The Guess Who, so massively underrated, by the way, at the Caboose.
Caboose, really?
Maybe the summer of 1986. Hot summer day. There might have been a little something in the air. And Burton and the guys were just bringing it. Just, oh, my God. You know, I sometimes debate, do I want to go back to where younger? And I'm like, well, I can't go back. I lose the kids. If I could just temporarily go back to, like, 10 nights, I'm about 21, probably know who I was there with, and having great, great fun. So then later that fall, they go to ASU. So I tell best friend then, best friend now, Jason, let's go see him. Theater in the Round, I think, in downtown Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
No Burton Cummings, but a guy with his collar up imitating Burton Cummings. And a flowered shirt. I mean, that's not Burton Cummings.
What's wrong with a flowered shirt?
Get out of here. Get out of here. Okay, so the Guess Who, the great. Are we going to go with Canadian themes because of the air quality again?
No, not at all. That's the tune was called Laughing, I figure, on the first day to make Chad laugh.
Yeah.
We'll have some laughing music.
I agree. I like it. Somebody's wondering if you're the winner, do we still get the major laugh?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
The major laugh is ready to go, as are the crickets if it doesn't work.
Yeah, so we're talking to Christie Brinkley saying after 5 years, you should be allowed to get out of your marriage. Nothing complex, not, you know, legal team of 10, not mediation. Boom, you're just out. You're free and clear. First text, unromantic. Are you automatically unromantic if you think this is an insightful idea?
No. Not automatically. It's, you know, like having a prenup.
Yeah, that doesn't
look at it as protection, I guess.
That doesn't make you unromantic. It's complicated. It's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
How you bring it up, how it's received. Never easy. But it's not an automatic. It kind of depends on a lot of the clauses and what's going on. More text here. If you want to renew something every 5 years, that's like a book at the library. Then you want to get one kind of stupid, just got married, just live together. Seems to make sense, and that's fine for those. I'd like to do that. Marriage is deeper, and that's about finding your soulmate. Okay. I have, again, this fairly transparent show. Kathleen and I, before we were married, we lived together. I live with Jen, and I live with Carla. I had relationships with them about 7 and 8 years. No hostility at all. Wish them the best. I think I know 100% they wish me the best. So we lived together. I think living together is such a subjective, I think it's an age thing a little bit, but not completely. And then it depends, because sometimes you can have a relationship where someone is saying, I really don't want to get married, and then they really do.
Mm-hmm.
They should be honest and say, I really want to get married. But I don't think, I know legally you're less committed, right? But for a lot of people live together and don't get married, they're every bit as committed. Because don't we have laws right now, if you live with someone for some period of time, that it can have some of the ramifications of being married? It's not my area of forte here, or as Louis says, fort. But I think we do have that, right?
Sounds right. Let's go with it. Why not?
Right? How do you look at it? If you find out a couple is living together, and they've lived together for 10 years. Okay, so this is a substantial amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you look at them? Do you look at them differently than married?
My first question would be, why? Why didn't you just do it? It seems like you're both very happy with each other. Obviously, yeah. This was a long-term plan that has continued. Yep. So what's stopping? And maybe they have a great reason. I don't know.
What if their comeback is this? This is great for us. We're good.
You do you?
We're great. Why do we need to have the formal process? A lot of times people do the formal process for religious reasons, for family reasons, for children. You also can have it, you know, when people get older, right? Maybe just got out of a marriage and think, I just did that. Maybe right away, maybe eventually you find something you think, and maybe they went through something similar. You think, hey, maybe not. Maybe we just don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still, for some, it's not as many, but some preconceived ideas where people kind of think the same thing of your initial reaction as part of the conversation. Inspirational, someone says. I made a mistake after a year. I stayed 17 years until this gets very serious. Until he sexually molested my younger sister. 17 years younger than me. Oh, my God. I am so incredibly sorry.
That's horrific.
That you had to face this horrifying situation. This texter says, again, the Christie Brinkley policies after 5 years, you get an out card if you want. After being happily married for 38 years, I'd vote yes. Wait a second.
Wow.
I would have thought they'd be opposite. It would be like athletes on the last year of contract. You have to up your performance in year four. Kind of would be, right?
Yes, it would.
You know?
Yeah, you don't want to be. Who wants to be a lame duck groom or bride?
Like, if you have the conversation in year four, let's say it's me and you in a relationship, and I go, how you feeling? And you go, fantastic. Of course you would. If you're relationship with me, you'd feel fantastic. And I go, Dave, I need more out of you. Now, you might react and say, more? I'm giving it every day.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? Or then you might be the other person and say, like a contract year, I got to up my value. I want to stay with this team.
Do you have to go the full 5 years? So you got married 4 years ago. Do you have to go to the full five before you re-up for another five? Or can it be like a college football coach? Well, I can't work on the last year of a contract, so I need to get that extra five right now.
More text. You're not really married if you have pre-plan outs, right? I think it will affect the gift you bring to such a wedding, too.
That's a very good point. Great.
I'm going to bring three gifts, okay? And I'm going to show you the three gifts, and then I'm going to hold on to them.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe no one. Oh, here. No, change my mind. One you're getting. You know what? It's not that great a gift. It's okay. I'm also going to show you maybe a picture of five. Here's five. And then if you get to 10, here's the next one. Because if they're out after five, should you feel it? If you give a wedding gift, right, and they end after a year or two, do you feel like, hey, I mean, this is like a curve. This would be a great curve. Larry's like, yeah, I heard you guys got divorced.
I'm going to need that knife setback.
You know that toaster I got you? That's a really nice toaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want it back.
Yeah.
I want it back. Right,
maybe we can have wedding-specific gift cards that you can give us as a gift to the couple that expire in 5 years.
It's called a prenup. You can draft pre-marriage and agree, no strings attached. True. You can, but for a lot of people, it's the finances related to a prenup, right? Isn't that?
Oh, for sure.
Most of it?
Yeah.
I guess this would be prenup for the 5 years out. If I feel like I've exceeded my value, can I hold out for a better contract? somebody's asked me if there was a bar named the Library when I went to ASU. There for sure was here. Doesn't every campus have a bar named the Library?
Yes, either it does or used to. Yes, there's a library or was a library.
It wasn't my place. My place was the Dash, which was part Mexican restaurant and also just a great bar, and I loved it. Then there was Devil House, which the first year I went to a lot. Devil House, 5-for-1 drinks. So they would do the reverse. I think 6 p.m., 5-for-1.
Oh, my goodness.
7 to 8, 4-for-1. Early on, I really wasn't there late at night.
Tremendously responsible.
Exactly. You know, the first year I didn't have a car. You know, my father, not the greatest disciplinarian, but that one. It was a pain in the butt not having a car, so there were many.
Might have kept you out of some trouble.
Yeah.
After a 5-for-1 night.
There's many a night wandering home to this new town going, where's my dorm? Why am I leaving at 7:45? I just had 4 5-for-1s. I think I need to go home. Traffic and weather when we return. Here we go. We got a different voice guy there. I didn't recognize him. Pretty simple. I mean, you heard it. Adam Sandler tickets at Grand Casino Arena, October 22nd. It's just simple. 60 seconds, okay? You have up. You don't have to use all 60. Maybe you got a quick line or sometimes the quick joke works. And if it's a story, and it goes beyond 60. What happens, Dave? What do they hear?
They hear the crickets. They just get one of these right here.
I will say something like, go now, and that's when the clock starts.
Yes, I'm watching the clock.
That's it. All right, let's go to Tom. Again, we take the calls in order. Tom, thank you very much for listening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, the clock starts now. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, man, this weekend I was put in a really awkward position at a swimming pool party where a guy says, hey, man, you're the only one here that's not taken off your shirt. And I'm like, well, you know, I've never taken off my shirt, like, in front of my, like, my girlfriends as a teenager, my wife. I mean, I just don't do it. And I don't even take my shirt off in front of my blow-up doll, and that's at her request.
Oh, man, I was almost there. I was almost there.
Got anything else?
No, that's it.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Matt.
That's at her request.
It's a good start.
Yeah, pretty good, actually. John, the clock starts right now, John. Go ahead.
You reminded me of this when you were talking about Christie Brinkley's 5-year time frame for a wedding. Anyhow, I'm sure you heard what Paul Horning said when they asked him why he got married early in the morning.
I did not. What did he say, John?
Well, in case it didn't work out, I didn't want to spoil the whole day.
Again, I like it. It didn't cause me to laugh, though. I'm sorry, John.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. And see, I don't get that because, okay, now we had full phone lines, and then two people just hung up. So that means two lines are available. Did they feel like the standard was too high?
Could be. Could be. They may have heard the first one and said, oh, I'm not that funny, so clearly he's not going to laugh at me. But it's good news for Paul because he was the fifth one. He just jumped up to number three.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can before you get to Paul. See, I recognize the first caller. And did I then hold a higher standard to the first caller because I know who that person is? I feel, and then I'm wondering if I did. Because I didn't want to feel like I was playing favoritism, but was I unfair? I don't know. So Dave's trying to pull all this off while he's trying to get two more calls on, and also he's going to punch up Paul. Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. Paul, go ahead. I'll get the clock, Dave. The clock starts now.
What did the egg say to the pot of boiling water?
What did the egg say to the pot of boiling water? I don't know, Paul.
I don't think I can get hard. I just got laid this morning.
Okay. I mean, does it say some of my smutty sense of humor? Because that was very funny.
That made me laugh, still laugh.
I mean, that's very good, Paul.
Oh. Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, guys.
Yeah. Have you been sitting on that one for a while, or that just come in your life recently, or how'd that come about?
No, a friend of mine just told that to me the other day, and I couldn't help but laugh, and I've shared it countless times already.
Oh, my God. Just in case people missed it, go ahead. What did the egg tell the pot of boiling water?
I don't think I can get hard. I just got laid this morning.
David got me again.
Oh, Paul, that's excellent. Oh, I'm stealing that one.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying it, guys. Oh. Helps make your day, I hope.
Oh, it did. All right, stay on hold, Paul. You like Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
You're in. Adam Sandler, October 22nd, Grand Casino Arena. We'll play again all week. We might play at 12:30 again tomorrow. I don't know.
Ask Adam might have something to say about that, but we don't really care.
Yeah. He's a regular.
Yeah.
He's not on the committee.
No. Be pliable, Adam.
Yeah. He used to be on the show committee. Then he flew out like a little bird.
Mm-hmm.
Some have said he fell flat on his face. Others have said he's flourished. He still keeps coming back for more, though, doesn't he?
Can't get enough.
Could be Stockholm Syndrome. I don't know. Stillwater going a little further in their consideration of a social district. Remember, Anoka received the first idea with 1 month trial in 23. Stillwater and Shakopee will have their turn. The mayor put out a survey on this social district. 50% of those responded were against the social district, 44% in favor. The idea is, and certain suburbia downtowns, this works very well, Dave, where you can go from restaurant to restaurant to antique shop to gas station to candy shop to bar, whatever it might be, and you can have your drink with you. That there's this social district, whereas in most places, guess what? Have the drink in the restaurant. Have the drink in the bar. Have the drink in the speakeasy. I think my view in towns where the physical construct works, I am in favor. And as someone who spent a lot of time in Stillwater, I'm an enormous backer of Stillwater. I think it's great. I'm not like Corey, who doesn't count it as suburb. Okay? I hope you're still listening, Corey.
one of the nicest humans ever. You know that better than I. But when Corey said Stillwater's not a suburb, get out of here.
One of the great, if we had top five ridiculous statements for WCCO, that wouldn't even have made the list. It's so high.
Yeah, it's on the plate. It's 15 minutes from downtown St. Paul. How is it not a suburb? I'm pro social district. Now, in certain towns, it doesn't work. Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, one restaurant's here and it's half mile away and you walk with the drink a half mile, but still
just drive at that point. Come on, it's fine.
You got like that, you got Main Street, obviously, and you got a few blocks up the way. Yes, I'm pro social district. Texters, real quick. In the right town, are you pro social district? So if you leave places outside, like the Freight House in Stillwater, and you're going down the street, I don't have a problem. I don't. In this case, where it works for towns, I'm a yes. You, what do you say?
Eh, I don't really care to have it.
You don't want it?
No, not really.
Think it leads to too much debauchery and too much danger?
I don't know if it would be that great of an increase, but if I'm a business owner, say I own a Stillwater antique shop or something like that, I don't want to have to be the bad guy then saying, no, you can't bring your drink in here because I don't want you spilling it on the stuff I have to sell. And I think that's just it's more work then for the restaurants too. Oh, you're going to walk out? Okay, so you need a plastic cup instead of the nice glass. And,
yeah, it is.
Know, it's,
right.
I think we've been just fine with you coming in here for a meal or a drink. All right, sit and enjoy, and then leave.
So there's conflicting views, too, where one city council member says, do you really need adults walking around with adult beverages with all the kids riding the bicycles and families out there? And another bar owner says a social district could help during the slower winter months. I mean, not ice cold winter months. I mean,
snowmobile suits, but at least I've got my Mick Golden Light.
Well, you never know. It does keep you warm. The social district idea. Let's see how it plays out around this area. Overrated is at 135 because Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, wants to control everything in our country. That's next.